Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
This was...
So Sunday night, we just watched pretty much every minute of every match for the first time ever. How do you feel about Game Week 30 plus, Project Restart, whatever the fuck you want to call it? How you doing?
I mean, I'm happy the games are back, but I mean, I've been better, obviously. Obviously. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel okay. I was really peak of my, I guess I should say the valley of my darkness was night one on that Wednesday. Everything
oh
was
my God.
I was so dark. I was just in the worst mood ever. I was like, I wish this shit was never like even back after Arsenal City. But then from Friday through today, slowly climbing up. So I feel okay now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't have the the City Burnley games going tomorrow, so we don't have that to talk about, which probably for us is good.
It's going to be minus for us, no question.
Yeah, oh my God, it's going to be minus, but it's just good that we don't have that, I think, but
well, we're in the stage where we can dream that, like, we're not going to get completely fucked by it, but we are, so that's okay.
Yeah, we are. I'm ready. My anus is ready.
So what are you on points-wise and shit?
So I'm all out on 79. It's about as bad as I could possibly have imagined of a point total given how things have gone. But, you know, I definitely was in like a manic state for the night before the deadline and then the morning of the deadline.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel, if I felt the least in control as I have in like a really long time. I'm not joking. Like I felt like really not in control of myself and my decision making. And it was a rough moments for Mr. Walsh in my household.
I saw it play out a little bit with our DMs on Slack. Yeah. Like you were fucking freaking out.
It was bad. It's the thing that happened was when I went to bed, when I like sat down when it was like really pencils down, because like the kid goes to sleep at 8. So I have like, and I usually go in at 10. So I have like an hour and a half. I have to like walk the like, window of just like alone time in the day. Like all I have in my life right now. And that night I sat down to really look at my team. Like, okay, what am I doing? Like and my intention was like, oh, I'm pretty much done. Gonna write lambs, go to bed, wake up whenever, like fine. And I didn't, I was so fucking messed up by the time I went to bed, like I didn't know what I was doing. And I basically just started to really get like new thoughts of how fucked I was that I don't have wildcard left when I'm seeing, you know, all of these teams with, you know, max exposure to the double game week, like team, like, you know, and they can just fucking rip them right out because they're all bad medium term picks on the four teams, except for, you know, Arsenal. We can talk about them later.
Slack
being theoretically slack before the deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like City had really bad fixtures in rotation. Like Sheffield United had really bad fixture, like Villa. And, you know, Arsenal were like the only team that had like a couple good fixtures after the double, but, you know, Arsenal are very questionable. So when I started thinking about that, I was like, okay, well, if I just, and you know, my season already, I was like, I'm doing badly. Like, I don't really know what's up. And like, you know, we talked about a lot of game left, but I basically like came to the conclusion that if I did what most other people were doing about just getting the same guys, that I would just be like flowing with the stream. And then I would be playing catch up like the rest of the season kind of. And what I tried to do was create a team that I would want to like wildcard into, if that makes sense. Like, so
should we go through our teams really quick for people who didn't see? Because there wasn't even lineup lamps. I just posted it on like Twitter last second.
So, no, that's
so. That's fair. What's your 15?
So I ended up with De Gea and Nyland. I had Reyna, but that leak came and I put Nyland in
huge
like last
leak.
Minute, so that was. Yeah, that was huge. That was eight more points. So I ended up with De Gea and Nyland, and then I doubled on Manchester United defense. I put Slab in. And then I took only Egan as my only Sheffield United defender and player. And then I went triple Wolves defense with Doc, Bolley, and Saiz. I mean, mainly my reasoning for that, I mean, we'll all come to later, I guess, but was just like Jim was kind of expensive and like looking through his kind of history of returns, like, yes, he gets assists, but the fixtures for the clean sheets and the way that they've been just dominating looks so good that I figured I could spend, you know, 3.5 less for a defender and like kind of keep up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fine for the first week.
Yeah, like, so far,
so
good.
I mean, Jim was. Yeah, he got 8, but Bolley and Saiz both got 6 and 7, whatever. So that was what I was thinking. And I also just like liked a lot of the forwards, and I was like, whatever. So that's kind of what I was doing there. And again, similar, like literally every team had Jim that I saw in our Slack. I don't think there was one that didn't have Jim.
Yeah.
And so that was also, I was like, well, okay, maybe, you know, whatever. And then midfield, I ended up with Bruno. I got Jack, who I captained, which was just insanely bad. Like, I don't want to talk about that, really. And then I doubled on Mo and Mane, and I rounded out with Stewie Armstrong, who ended up coming in with a big return for me against Norwich.
Your highest point
scorer. So basically what I was... Yeah, and then in forwards, I kept Vardy. Basically, Vardy versus Son was a really close one for me. I wasn't too sure about where to land there, but I stuck with Vardy. And then I have Pookie and DCL. So... I mean, a lot of picks that we didn't really talk about on pod, and it kind of like unfolded for me late on. And I guess just thinking about it too was I wildcarded the week of the COVIDs, and I like was doing it to get double game weekers because that was the double game weekend. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I also like got Mane and Mo double up because I was just thinking that, okay, like Liverpool. I got that week's worth of points. They both had, I think both of them had games, but like I was thinking, okay, Liverpool are going to be good until they win, and you know, Mo didn't play today, which was very unfortunate for me. But I like went back to that thinking. It was just like, okay, well, I could still just do that. I thought there would be goals in the Everton game. That was so wrong. But I liked that fixture for an attacking standpoint before the game week, and then you know. Still, like, it's still the best team in the league. So I was just thinking it would be better for me to go in on them as the differential right away and then offload, like, the game that he does rotate or the game, like, when they do clinch. And it would be easier for me to do that than, you know, getting them or, you know, and I know I could have had one, but I wanted to kind of go a little bit aggressive there. So that was my reasoning with that. And it definitely didn't work after one game week. It's just, that was just so bad. And the same thing with the City guys. Like, I could have gotten, you know, one or two instead of them or whatever and captained them, and I would have had so many more points right now. But, like, my rationale, again, was kind of, like, I didn't want the rotation, and everyone's now, they're like, okay, no City, only Kevin, or I want to get rid of all my City players. Like, I didn't want to be in that spot, and I was just kind of hoping to get lucky on not getting too punished. And, you know, here we are, and Kuhn played 10 minutes. Is like, that's exactly why, right? We didn't want City players. Yeah. And he gets like more points than my fucking captain in 180 minutes and 8 minutes in the game order. So I'm like, okay, cool. That happens as well. But, you know, so like all of that was kind of going on for me that before the deadline. And then, I mean, DCL, I just double checked. We were talking about DCL like real in the morning of the deadline. And
yeah.
His stats were just so, so ridiculous. His underlying stats
plus and his returns. Eye test. And, yeah.
Yeah. And eye test. And we were talking about it. And again, like I just got him in and, you know, I just wanted to keep him. And Pookie was kind of similar to like Jack. I mean, didn't have the double game week, but just, you know, thinking about Norwich and, you know, I thought that Norwich Southampton would be like 3-3, not like a complete dismantling 3-0. But like they had really good fixtures, and I just felt like he would be involved and they would have to go for goals and 3 points in all their games, given how they are in the table.
Yeah.
It turns out they're just worse, like they're just still Norwich. Surprise, I guess I got tricked, but
yeah, I made a Scooby Doo meme the day of the Norwich meme, which is just like them ripping off the mask of the villain at the end of a Scooby Doo episode, and it's just Norwich, it's still Norwich. It's just like, oh god,
still Norwich, yeah. And then like the De Gea Maguire, I mean, that was also something where I'm like, what do I trust right now with United? I definitely trust that they're going to keep clean sheets, like looking at their fixtures.
Yeah.
And I definitely was not sure about are they going to be scoring enough to have two attackers? If even if the answer is yes, like which do I want? You know, I'm still a little worried about Martial. Other than Bruno, yeah, Bruno was like, I was still a little worried about Martial, like playing a lot of minutes with this many games. Like, he, you know, he's kind of fragile, and Paul was supposed to come off the bench, which he did. So, I mean, he's got more points than like half my team, but so that was also another thing. Like, I was kind of just like, what do I trust? Like now, like, I trusted Wolves' defense. I trusted United's defense, so I went in heavy there. Like, Vardy, he looked, I mean, they were fucking messed up, but I trusted Vardy. I trusted Liverpool attack. So I just kind of went back to the things I trusted. And I am a dumb piece of shit because everything I trusted is horrible, and I'm having a horrible game week. So
I think it makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, I think just the first thing you said makes a ton of sense, which is trying to build the team that you would be wildcarding into, because I think that's not been given enough credit, that teams like you and I, who have already used wildcard before this whole thing, and I'm sure there are ton of listeners who have also already used their second wildcard before this, we're at a humongous disadvantage to those people with wildcard. Like, ridiculous. They basically have an extra wildcard that we don't have. Obviously they have an extra wildcard, but it's
They do.
It's like an extra like 30 points though with the unlimited transfers and just being able to pile on because, yeah. I mean, I guess it's not like an extra wildcard. They already have one. It's like an extra free hit bench boost combined fuck fest that we just have to be a lot more cautious with our unlimited transfers and a lot more long term, and they can just rip it for one week. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think especially after the City game, I mean, we'll see what, you know, everyone starts saying in like recap of it. But I mean, we were talking a little bit, and you know, I didn't get a lot of points, and you know, I'm happy with like the line I went down, and you know, I picked some guys. Like, I mean, I went off like Richie, like, which was upsetting, who I was like pretty close to having instead of Slab, like towards the end, and like Aspil. I mean, I got him earlier, and then I kind of got rid, and like those kind of guys who still came in, which I was like a little bit perturbed with myself that I didn't do those types of things a little bit, which would have been a little more rogue, but. Like, if you had your wild card, there were no decisions. Like, the gameplay from, like, a standpoint of just, you know, maximizing variety and like, intrigue and, you know, looking around. Like, everyone who had their wild card left was picking between 15 players, and that's not, like, fun. You know, I mean, they are all over 100 points this game week, and that's very fun. But just, you know, from a standpoint of, like, well, it was a really big influence on the season. And, you know, we'll see, you know, some of the teams that did go in heavy, and, you know, we'll see what City do tomorrow, but they could still take, like, a minus 12 to get rid of their City players and someone else, like, this week and still be, like, really in the black there and end up fine. But, you know, it's also one of those where all of the players were hitting. Like, you got a Sheffield clean. And then you got, you know, City with the playing the second game. And you know, with Aguero, like, if he starts, he gets some points, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, it's just one of those, you know, the virus happened and they did the things and this is what they decided. And that's how it is. But, yeah, it's just kind of interesting to me to just, like, reflect on, like, how it actually impacted, like, the game, like, holistically, like, this game week. Because it's, I mean, since I've been playing, there's nothing been remotely close to this. And it's just a unique situation. And to think about, like, okay, well, was this the best solution? Like, because, you know, we also have times where it's more petty, but there's, like, a snowstorm, and there's a game that we all expected on game week 19 to happen, and it doesn't happen. And it gets postponed to, like, March. And then there's a new double game week. Like, that's fucking stupid. Like, everyone had their team set up for that, like, game, and then it doesn't happen. And then people who, like, didn't prepare for it get a boost, and people who did prepare for it get, like, a slap on the wrist, and they're fucked. Like, that is, like, a little bit backwards to me. So maybe that'll be a talking point in the FPL community. I mean, probably not. I don't know. But
probably
just
not.
Think
no one gives a fuck except you and me. Chat. But yeah, it's fine.
All right. Well, we're psychos, so fuck. Yeah. I just talked. I had a lot to get off at my chest, I guess. But what's going on for you over there?
I'm on 89. I have Mara's Ederson to go, so I'm pretty good. I'm on a pretty significant green, like 60K green, but you know, no Kev, no Rouse, no Kuhn, a lot of caps still to go. So, you know, I'll probably still take a big hit tomorrow, or I'm expecting a big hit tomorrow. I went sort of halvesies in between you and the template, I feel like I did get some of the nailed, you know, Jimenez. I have a city attacker. I snuck in Mahrez with money to go to Sun. You know, I went Saka that paid off a little bit. I still have double Sheffield defense, which Egan got -3 today, which is great.
Egan, dude.
Then I tried to also prepare for the future, like have an 11 at least that I was happy with in the future, where the Sheffield guys and Saka will basically be my permanent bench guys, which is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and that was like the way to do, like the only rule, right? Like, because you're exposing for double, but you don't have them in your 11. So
exactly, I'm like exactly three players exposed to the double, and so I'm like on the edge of like if. Like, obviously, Egan and Leno. Like, Leno's long-term injured. Egan has a red card. If I had one more injury, that would have been a big problem because I already banked a transfer Mahrez to Son, which I already did. And I needed my... Like, I didn't want to start... I mean, I guess I could, in hindsight now, start Saka, but I didn't expect him to start both games. I didn't expect him to be, like, an option. And I definitely don't want to start a Sheffield United defender with the rest of their season. So... Yeah, I feel like I got away with one a little bit, and my team is like on the edge of being kind of bad and kind of fucked, but I got away with it for this week, and I had a fine week, so, you know, despite
captaining off. And the bench boost helped.
Oh, yeah, the bench boost helped a lot. Yeah, bench boost is big.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got a lot of points there, so.
Yeah, you had like a well-balanced, like, returning from all parties kind of thing. You had a pretty good week, all things considered.
Yeah, I did. And honestly, the guys that blanked, I'm not upset about, which is usually not the case. I mean, like...
Dude, you had three blanks and 15 players.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Martial...
That's nuts. That's so good.
Yeah, Martial, like, was completely invisible, as invisible as Kane for 60-ish minutes. And then Pogba came on and he had, like, two really good chances and could have, you know... Braced, yeah. Like, or at least gotten one.
A la French to French, you know?
Exactly. And Obbs, I mean, everyone on Twitter and Slack is like, oh, like, I'm fucking off Obbs, like, never again, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, that ship tilts me more than anything in this game, I think, honestly. Like, that results-based thinking is just the stupidest fucking thing you could do to yourself. Like, it's...
That doesn't bother me.
It bothers me so much because people are just so dumb, and it's just like...
No, I know, but I mean, that's the expectation, but it just, it's... Because that happens every week.
I know, it happens
literally every week of the game since we started playing. I guess we could pick at least two players.
Yeah, I just try... I feel like on this pod, like, you and I try and, like, hammer it home that, like, that's not how we should be looking at this every week, and yet the questions we get in and the discussions are not reflective of that at all. I mean... Imagine going into the week saying, okay, you don't know how many goals or assists he's going to get, but Obbs is going to play 180 minutes. He's going to be, you know, third in the league in XG and get 9 shots over, you know, in a one game week. Yeah, like, no, you captain that every time.
And then if you're like, Kuhn's going to play 10 minutes in the first game, and you don't even know if he's going to be healthy for the second game, who do you want? And you're like, oh, well, they got the same points, so who cares?
Not to mention after this game week when Obbs has Southampton and Norwich. And it's just like, so I don't feel bad about that decision at all. I know a lot of people do, but you really shouldn't. So, yeah. I mean, I think my one most rogue pick was Adama. And, you know, I was really bummed when he didn't start. But, God, he's fucking incredible. He comes on and just... he's so good, and I love him so much. So I just hope he starts games in the future because he's like their Messi. Like, everything runs through him. As soon as he's on the pitch, it's just find Adama and let him do stuff.
But you're also in an advantageous position because, I mean, the one thing we did learn from Saka, I mean, he played in midfield both games, which, you know, I wasn't, you know, that sure that that was going to happen. Like, Tierney's played 10 minutes all year. I was like, okay, well, maybe he's going to go back there if he plays again, you know, whatever. But he looks like you could throw him in there for Adama and cover.
Yeah, that's he's if you want fucking to. Sick. Yeah. I really like soccer.
Yeah, he was really impressive. Like, yeah. I mean, him, I was really, I guess I wasn't, like, plugged in enough. Because the one thing that people in Arsenal fans were saying, that like, we're talking about his contract situation, about how, like, he kind of might want to go, and, you know, using these last bursts of games to be like, here, dude, like, we're going to play you, and, you know, you could have fun. And it seems like Arteta's going to do that, so...
Yeah, there was some dude on Reddit said exactly that. He said, like, don't be afraid of Saka. He'll play every game. Arteta needs to show him he's part of the squad, blah, blah, blah. But maybe he's right.
I mean, that said, he still has 0 goals on the season in 1,300 whatever minutes. So I hit the bar, get it. But still, like, you're not paying. I mean, this isn't like some fucking amazing, like, guy who's going to be getting so many FPL points.
There's still 8 games like, serviceable. Like,
I
said it on Slack. I'll say it again. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't start next week or the week after. You know, like, he might.
Yeah. No, totally.
We know very little right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that was a huge intro. Let's just move straight on, right?
You can cut some of my. I don't know if I was going too off.
Wait,
what did
you say?
Route, but you could cut like a bit of mine or something. I went a little.
No chance.
There.
No chance.
About that. All right.
No, great. That raw uncut shit is that's the good shit.
Oh God.
Okay, going on. I just want to. I think we should just get this out of the way because, I mean, we're gonna. This is a questions pod, just like last week, sort of, because we just got 1,000 questions and there's so much shit to talk about, and it's gonna be long, etc. But getting this out of the way because I think neither of us want to talk about this actively is just game week 31, wild carders and free hitters. We got so many questions, so I'm just gonna read 6 of them, and then we can just pick apart as we please and spend as much or as little time as we please. So,
wait, what do you mean free hitters? Like, people are free hitting this week?
Yeah, that it's news to me, but that's a trend. I don't know where that's coming from at all.
And then what, they're wild carding the following week or whatever?
Well, yeah, it's either that or people are wild carding this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wild carding this week. I thought that's what everyone was doing.
Ray started off with a good question. He said, I'm not going to listen to the answer, but who are the 31 plus essential must includes? Which I just like. I like the reference, you know.
I can't stand Raymond right now, dude. I don't have time for Ray.
Okay, moving on to the real questions. Do it. What are the thoughts on free hit in Gaming 31? Pick up some steam on Twitter. Does the opinion change if you don't have wildcard left? Jacob J, for people thinking about free hitting Game Week 31, what fixtures do you guys see as the most exploitable? Evan, what the fuck do I do with free hit? Play it whenever, or is there a specific game week to target? Jeff D, for those of us that activated our wild card already, what would the core of your wild card squad look like? And Toolsy, is it worth free hitting this week and holding the wild card for one more week of info? So maybe that's why people are doing it. I don't know.
It's just so contextual. Like, we can't answer this question broadly, you know?
I know.
Because if you, if you have like fucking 2 Villa players, like 2 Arsenal players, 3 City players, and fucking Henderson and all these shitty ass defenders on a shitty Sheffield United team, I mean, your team's a fucking disaster dumpster fire, and you're probably going to have a bad time any week you don't make 7 moves. So I still like game week 38 free hit a lot. I think that you're going to get a lot more out of that than one more game's worth of information. I mean, listen, what are we going to know next game that we don't know right now? We know. Like, we know there's going to be rotation. Like, we know a lot of the teams' attacks started slowly, like some more than others. We know a couple teams look like in real bad shape, and we know the teams that are good. Like, you know, I don't get that. That I don't get. If you're, you know, going like, oh my God, like, okay, like Liverpool have Palace, like I want 3 now, but like not next week. It's like, all right, like let's relax, you know? I think you can easily do a wild card team. Basically, what I'm thinking is, if you make a free hit team for this week and you make a wild card team with in mind for the rest of the season, flip a fucking coin which team's going to get more points. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I obviously haven't tinkered this deeply, but I mean, that's just kind of what the top of my head's thinking. Like, now, Game Week 38, when it's complete mental insanity and everyone needs Nathan Redmond and PVA, like, that's another story, right? When we see fucking, I don't know, Kundal playing at false nine or something because, you know, everything's crazy. Like, that feels like a week where you could net, like, 20 points on your team, but...
I also don't. Just looking at the fixtures for this week, like I don't really see teams with good fixtures who I don't want for the rest of the season. Like Spurs have West. Spurs have West Ham. Their fixtures are incredible. United have Sheffield United. Their fixtures are incredible. Liverpool have Palace. They have good fixtures. Wolves at Bournemouth. Their fixtures are incredible. Like I want all these guys in both teams.
Yeah.
So you might as well just get them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the other thing, too, is this is a short week, right? I mean, they just came back. Like, pressers are still, like, Pep pulling a, oh, I forgot to tell you, by the way, guys,
that
in his
amazing
post-game. So, I mean, the Fraudiola was so fraud. It was so good.
It was so but good. Tell you is just the best.
John Stones, forgot to tell you. So... We have like 2-3 days off just coming off the break. Like you're going to be free hitting. Like this is the 11 I want. And these are my 3.9 mid like guys on the bench. We don't know who's going to play. Like if it's not even a full week off, right? It's not even a normal game week where we at least have that knowledge. Like we know like the good players are playing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So I feel like there are a lot. I mean, as we talk more about this, I like that idea a lot less, like not wildcarding right now. And I think your point also is really big that you're getting
not free hitting now. You
teams.
Mean right? You want
free hitting to wild card. That's what I meant. Yeah,
yeah. I think I agree. Just thinking about it and talking it out right now, and so then
I'm actually like surprised that this is a thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
How is this a thing?
The way I feel Twitter works is just like some guy posts a graph of a thing and all the fixtures are green and he's like, this is why I'm doing that. And you know, it's just like someone starts a trend and then everyone retweets it. And I don't know. So I don't know where it's coming from really, but what would you, to go back to Jeff D's question. So what's the core of the wildcard squad right now? I mean, I just listed a bunch of teams, right? Like, are you just auto like triple Wolves, triple United, you know, Sun,
Well, I mean, I guess that takes us into just like our takeaways from this week, right? And we definitely have to say, you know, this is one game. And like I mentioned like a few minutes ago, a lot of the teams were like super sluggish. Like we watched a really dreadful 0-0 at the end of the day today between, you know, the Derby, the Liverpool Everton game. I mean, a lot of it's like Leicester, I thought looked very, very sluggish.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of teams were just not fine. I mean, even Wolves, like first half, I mean, a lot of the teams were just not up to speed, off to the races at all. And so it's going to be hard to gloss a lot out of that one week. But yeah, I think Wolves definitely a good place to start with their fixtures. And United, you mentioned, you're still feeling good about them after.
I mean, Ole is really, really bad and stupid, but I think even he will see that Pogba's the best player on the team by a lot and start him. And if he does, then I think their attack is legitimately good to go for the rest of the season. And even without that, I still think defensively they're pretty good. I mean, like, you know, LOL Maguire and De Gea for the goal, but they still, like, didn't really allow anything else, you know, that which is what you want out of a good defense. And that was their by far hardest fixture of the season. I mean, of the mini season or whatever, you know.
Yeah. The fixtures are just ridiculous.
They're stupid.
They're just actually,
yeah.
They're hilarious.
They really,
easy their run is.
They really should be winning the next 7 straight. Like, they won't because they're United,
They
will be heavy favorites in every single game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Agree. Yeah, I think probably that's 6 of your 15 box right there.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, which ones you get is, you know, go figure out. You know, you figure that one out. But other than that, I mean, I think you could really talk me into like absolutely anything because no one else really like blew me away where I'm like, oh, I feel really like Vardy, for example. He specifically, I thought, was making good runs and his movement was okay, yeah. but he was overcooking passes and nothing was going on behind him. I mean, Albright and whatever. But I mean, Barnes was totally invisible. Was terrible, and yeah. you know, I mean, Vardy just, he had like 1.5 chances in the game, but he didn't look good. I mean, I'm not like, oh, he looked great. Like, yeah, fucking jam him in. Definitely. Like, for sure not. Like, they were suspect. And, you know, Brighton played well, I thought. Like, that's not an easy fixture, I don't think. It's not Villa or Norwich. Like, Brighton could just do Brighton things and, you know, keep it kind of tight. So, and then it gets, again, then they have Everton, who today were pretty good for, pretty fucking good, I thought. And then Palace, good defense. Like, you know, that's basically what I'm trying to say. It's like, even Son, you know, he had one good chance, or I guess
I think Son's good to go. I thought he looked good, and
I think yeah,
they have the fixtures, and he's just so incredible. So I think he's one of the few that I would be like, yeah, I feel really confident feel really and good about him.
Yeah. And then, but I passed that, you know,
it's hard.
Yeah, Sar was good. Like, you know, you could pick out a few players who look good, and
yeah.
you know, you could pick out a few teams who look good. You know, I mean, DCL almost scored a worldie, and
St. Max,
you know, Norwich looks exploitable. Yeah, St. Max, like...
Get in.
I mean, yeah, they get to play Villa. I mean, Villa and Norwich certainly look exploitable from this point forward.
Yeah, I think that's
so,
a thing.
So bad.
Yeah.
Just so bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing. I mean, I don't really feel like running quick shot, like rough shot through every team to save players.
That's good. That's a core. Yeah. That's what he was asking for. So that's a good job by us.
And the other thing, too, I mean, like we talked about, too, just one more thing, is like the beach teams we were talking about... Like Southampton, like, and Everton, for example, like I got Stu and DCL because, yeah, their games don't really mean anything, but we know what they are, and what they are not is defensively sound. Like, they are not going to play like defensive fundamental, like, we're going to start with a clean sheet and build from there.
Right.
Like,
not
they're
at
just,
all.
They just play their way. Like, they're just going to go, like, Ralph's going to fucking press like a madman and they're going to do the thing. And, like, DCL's the tip of the spear with insane underlyings. Like, they're going to just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And so, those are some other things to think of. Like, and meanwhile, we watch Watford, you know, and Brighton, like, really, like, workman-like, blue-collar kind of efforts to just, like, get a point and then
just get over the line.
Death winner get over the line. So those are more like, ugh, like, what are they going to be doing each game kind of thing. So, you know, thinking about which teams you get your attackers from is, you know, I think something that could
be... Yeah, Watford, West Ham, Brighton, like, they're just going to be super tight and just, like, a draw is good
just
enough.
Biting
every
their
match,
nails,
basically.
The whole,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I mean, Bournemouth are just so bad. So
it'd be funny if Burnley
really
just
aren't
came
a
out
lot of
like
teams.
Attacking tomorrow and City just do them like 8-0. That would just be great.
Without Barnes and Wood, he's just like, we're going.
He's
for
like,
it.
Fuck it, season's over. Go on.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah. All right. That's good. We did a good job there, and we kept it
what
short.
Did you have any? I know you were into Son, but did you have any others that were jumping off for you? Like Kevin, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, of course, is great. And City are, I mean, it's sort of hard to evaluate because I think everything possible went their way against Arsenal in the sense that, like, they lose Xhaka, then they lose Mari, and then it's down to 10 men. Like, they didn't really do anything until, like, Luis came on and gifted 2 goals. So it's kind of hard to tell. But, yeah, of course, City are great. I think I agree on Sar. It was just like, the quality of his balls were bad, but the positions he was getting into were really good. He had one like really good chance that Schmeichel made a good save on. And besides that, he was just destroying, Chilwell all day and just getting like free crosses as much as he wanted, but they're like, weren't people in the box or the crosses were bad or
that's 60 million rated Chilwell. Don't talk bad about
him. Yeah, I mean, I obviously should have captained Chilwell over Aubameyang, and I'm a fucking idiot for not doing it. So, I'm trying to think of who else looked good, but there's very few candidates, honestly.
Ings and Southampton were fucking. I mean, Stewie was all. I mean, Stewie.
Yeah, it was weird because, like,
good, but.
Yeah, I mean, they were obviously good and they destroyed. But, like, I feel like the moves weren't that good. It was, like, almost an individual effort. It's like ball ricochets around, falls to Ings. He beats one guy, scores from the top of the box. Like,
yeah, they were playing Norwich.
Weird shit.
But honestly,
Obs.
Southampton snuck up on us,
I went on my Obs rant. He has Southampton and Norwich. I thought he was great. I mean, like, talked about all the stats that he did produce. What I didn't talk about is, like, Saka was late putting him through, and he was clean throwing the keeper and slotted it. Like, if Saka just passed that, he had a 1v1. There were also, like, that Webster, like, last-ditch challenge was also goal-saving. You know, like, he was very close to, like, a ridiculously huge haul.
Yeah, but would you tip Ovs for wildcard right now?
Yeah, I mean, Southampton Norwich.
It's still expensive.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would be there, but yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and then another topic that we don't want to talk about is goalkeepers, and for some reason we got 5 questions on goalkeepers, so...
I don't think you need to ask.
I figured we would just knock these out, right? Just get rid of them. So,
yeah.
Max, with no wild card, I'm stuck with Hendo and Reyna. Should we be boring fucks and make a transfer to get 1 week playing goalkeeper for game week 31? Because for those who don't know, Hendo can't play United. Or ignore it and prioritize improving the outfield players by divesting from the doublers. Kurtame, who are the best alternatives to Henderson, Leno? Pope has good fixtures after City. Donkey De Gea has only green fixtures. Half, he said, Martinez is 4-2. Is he worth it? Sharson said, De Gea a good keeper shout? Great fixtures, only 4 less saves than Hendo on the season, same price. And Voldy, thoughts on Hugo?
What are you seeing?
I like your De Gea pick. I mean, he's kind of bad, but like we were just talking about United's fixtures, it should keep a bunch of cleans in there. I mean, I haven't thought about Pope or Burnley in like a really long time, but their fixtures are pretty decent after City. I don't mind it.
So like that's the kind of thing that scares me of the beach team. Like, do I think they're going to be 90 minutes concentrating
focused
for cleans?
Yeah.
I don't like that in my head that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do get it because of the fixtures, but I would not be too happy with Pope. I mean, De Gea is bad, but the fixtures and I mean that the thing with that is like double-edged sword. Cause I get to box a very annoying position with just, okay, I have an extra exposure to United clean and he's, you know, like tied for the cheapest nailed route in, which is always good for the keeper. But, you know, then it just kind of jams you up for, you know, I mean, assume everyone has Bruno. It jams you up for that only one other spot. Like, who are you going to get? You want Slab or Paul or Martial? Like, you know, 1B, like all of those guys are good. So,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
I'm looking around.
I like Rui a lot too. Like Rui's really good, I think.
Yeah.
The main problem with Rui is that he's like the most expensive route in besides Doc, so which you don't want. Like when you have Saiss and Boly, both well cheaper, at least like 0.4, 0.7, 0.6 cheaper, like that feels kind of rough.
Yeah, he's expensive and doesn't make a lot of saves. It's
a
negative in both ways. Yeah.
Yeah, which is rough. So that, and like Dubravka also, Sheffield United are so bad, but he's similar to me, kind of like of Pope, of I'm just not sure that they're going to be. I mean, they were pretty loosey goosey today.
Yeah.
And they were attacking a lot. And I just, even though the fixtures look good, I just don't know that they're going to keep a lot of cleans. I don't feel that good about it.
I would almost trust like Guaita more than that, but his fixtures are very hellish. What about like a Ben Foster or something? We were just talking about Watford being really tight. They have good fixtures except for Chelsea in the next 5.
Foster. I like Foster a lot. They're Watford's good. I mean, they're just a good team.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't know how they got. I mean, I don't know how the fuck they are where they are. But ever since he got there, and he had like a few games to just get the players in the things and doing the things, they are always good for 90. I mean, they're always just a good performance. So. Yeah, Foster seems really fine to me. But what do you think about just going fucking Donk and going just Martinez and Nyland or whatever and just spending like nothing? Is that just ridiculous?
I mean, I never think points? It's that wrong. You know, it's been like a pretty successful strategy for years in FPL is just spend as little as possible on keeper and don't even think about it or make a transfer. I don't think it's like terrible, but at the same time, it's not like the alternatives we're talking about aren't expensive. Like, what's Foster?
They're not like 6 million.
Yeah. We're.
What do you think?
What's that?
What do you think about Allison?
Reasonable. I mean, I question how many clean sheets Liverpool will rack up once the title's sewn up, but they're going to be really good until then. Which is just a little sketch because you don't want to make transfers at goalkeeper ever.
Yeah, and he's expensive. And he's really just expensive. Thinking about because it's like when we're talking about like Rui and De Gea as good options, and you know a negative against them is that there are so many outfield players that are worthwhile for like cheaper or you know just worthwhile. But I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of like three Liverpool teams, so maybe it's like a way that you could feel good about goalkeeper and not you know kind of.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing with Ederson. I mean, they have Chelsea, Liverpool next too, tough, but like I still feel confident starting him. And then the rest.
You would have started. Would have started Leno.
Yeah, I would have started Leno, but he's an option. And for the rest of the season after that, like Sadio are going to be elite as always. Yeah. So, you know, that's fine. That's good.
Eric Garcia will keep all the clean sheets.
Yeah, Hugo. I mean, what do you think about Spurs in general? Because I mean, like, I feel like when Moo first got there, they were kind of that like free flowing, like Ali, Kane, like they were scoring a lot of goals, and their defensive numbers were actually the worst in the entire league. But they put up a really Mourinho performance against United and were just like sitting back and countering and like not conceding many chances and stuff. You know, obviously Dyer did Dyer things, but you know, could be an option.
According to Mourinho, he was perfect.
Yeah, he was perfect. AKA did Dyer things, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be fine, I guess.
I just had flashbacks of both with Aurier and with Chilwell in Slack. We were talking about how bad both of them are like right before they both got assists in both the games.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Aurier got the assist for that shit.
Yeah, that was fun. I think that it's the most deceptive like game to glean anything from Spurs played United and Mo got to moo. Mo has moo. He's going to not play like that again for the rest of the season. So I
they have to win.
Yeah, they have to win, and they don't play fucking good team again. I mean, they play Leicester in 37, but otherwise they don't have another good team on their slate, and they're gonna look to boss and dominate. So I go back to like the images in my head of when they're in possession that they're just getting countered off for fucking fun, and their shitty ass players are shitty at the back, and they're gonna let in goals. So
I think you're right.
I really don't like Lloris when you have De Gea and Rui at the same price, but I do not think Aurier is like completely insane because
I was so close to Aurier. He's Aurier at a position.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah. I mean, he is at a position up there. You know, he's up there, fucking wing. So I don't hate him at 4-9, but I mean, the defense is also like, who's he playing? I mean, what did he have? Vert and Toby both on the bench?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck is that? That's ridiculous. Like, you know, I don't know who he's going to play. He's going
to
pick.
I was so close to Aurier over, and it would have been so much more fun.
Yeah, Ben Davis, he's been absolutely obsessed with Ben Davis while he's been out now that he's finally back. Apparently that unlocks like his entire life and plan at Spurs. So
yeah, because he gets to like basically play three center backs but pretend he's playing two fullbacks.
But pretend he's playing four, whatever. But I don't know. The defense there is still sketchy. But Swanee boy I still think is good. And
yeah, we had
Kane's obviously terrible. But
we had a Spurs Bergwijn question. I just have it right.
Bergwijn was...
He's impressive.
Impressive?
Chester said Bergwijn worth bringing in for Spurs' easy fixtures. What if you already have Son? Is the double up too much? I kind of like it.
So what's your the impressive man?
I kind of like it. It's super under the radar. I haven't really seen people talking about him in FPL much, but very reasonably priced. I mean, he has 3 goals in 6 games. He seems very fucking nailed. I mean, he just immediately started starting as soon as the transfer happened. And their fixtures are really easy, and they have to win. And they don't have a striker in Kane, yeah. So the goals have to come from somewhere. I think Son is definitely the nailed man and the preferred guy, but I don't think doubling up is crazy at all.
Yeah, I'm still worried about the minutes, just with like Lamella there and like Lo Celso. I know he's like not fit, but like he's there, and I just don't know. And like when Ali's going to be back next week, right? Like I don't know that he's gonna. I feel like he's just like a Jota, like he's gonna play 65 minutes and miss like every third game, kind of. And I'm just a little worried about it. It's, I agree with you though. He started every fucking game.
He started every game.
He might just
390.
Yeah, he might just keep starting. And yeah, Mourinho loves him, and he plays as much as he can without, you know, him trying to, him breaking him down. So
yeah, I mean, you
definitely
know,
feels like there are worse punts. But
his stats are pretty bad.
He also didn't do anything.
His stats are pretty bad.
Like he did nothing except for
he never shoots. He sometimes creates a chance or two, like his XG and stuff's really low, but
yeah,
he's definitely
fucking
quality.
That's another thing I'm glad you mentioned.
And if Spurs...
Yeah, eye test looks good, but... Manchester United, he fucking took one shot directly at the keeper and he has 11-pointer and now it's like, oh, Bergwijn, like,
Totally. It's definitely a bit of that also. For sure. I just think with the good fixtures, if they go back to how they were playing before and they're scoring 3 goals a game, I like him to be involved at least.
Yeah, I wonder what his goal involvement is. I forgot about Lukash as well, dude. They have so many guys.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Mora too. Where was he? He didn't even sub on.
It says he's knocked. So I think he's on the bench.
Okay.
Getting hair plugs. Seeing Mourinho's man, I guess. Something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean Berg is at 38% fantasy goal involvement in his 6 games. That's pretty fucking good.
That's pretty good.
There was a United question also from Chester. So he said, Man U may have the easiest stretch of fixtures to close out the season and on the cusp of Champions League. Martial or Rashford, better for the rest of the season. I already have Bruno. What do you think there? That's super fucking hard, I think.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that pisses me off the most. I cannot stand it when people ask questions of player A versus player B when they don't play the same position. Right. It fucks my head so hard because the second player matters just as much as this comparison.
That's true.
Like you're not choosing Rashford. You're choosing Rashford and a midfielder who you aren't getting for Martial, or you're choosing Martial and a forward for who you're not getting Rashford for. So, I mean, not only are they, not only are they not the same price, so that's another thing, but like you need to look at like the landscape and because that's something that happens when you're tinkering, right? When you are looking at that, like, and you're looking at the other guy, like sometimes you're like, oh my God, like I hate all of these midfielders, but I like a few of the forwards. And like the difference between that could be more than the difference in the gap between Rashford and Martial. So then that's not like your deciding factor anymore. So that's all I'm saying about that. But in a vacuum, I thought Rashford looked like back, like just like he wasn't out for one game. He looked great to me.
I mean, I feel like he had that one big chance, right? That was like bounced off Davinson's dumb head, but I'm not sure.
But again, it's like they played a bus and Paul wasn't in. Like Paul comes in and it's like, oh shit.
It changes
and
fucking
like
everything.
Rashford, I liked his movement, and I feel like he's just going to be a little bit more involved than Martial, and I definitely feel like he's more of a horse.
And like, he's definitely like more really nailed, too. Like, Martial could get rotated a little, like a Gala or some shit, or even Rash goes central and someone else, but I don't really see like Rash getting dropped.
No, unless if he gets injured, obviously. I like Rash a little bit more.
Yeah. That's fair. I'll leave it at that.
But then it's still, because then it comes back to the defense to me still, though, because it's like when you're spending a little over 3 million less for a defender, I mean, if Rashford's on pens, like he's not explosive. Like, I mean, he's had a couple double-digit returns this season. I mean, he's like 3 or 4, but, you know, those are really off the back of the pen. So do you think that Rashford's going to be getting, you know, more than a clean sheet. Like, I feel like the clean sheets are going to keep pace with, like, Rashford returns for the rest of the season.
That's important. If Martial's starting every game and getting a clean sheet every other, at least, we think, with cleans, that's a lot of points. That's a goal, basically.
I mean, I was saying that more for maybe you want two defenders instead. I think that's at least worth, like, playing around with and looking at your team about the prices, because, you know, if you want to get, like, Mane in, or if you want to, you know, keep Raz, because, like, oh, Sané's going, so Raz is nailed to fuck, like,
Yeah.
Then you need money, and maybe that's something you do as well. But just something to think about, too, because that's, like, what I was talking about with Jimenez, like, why I opted for the third defender, because I was like, I don't think this $4 million spent on Jimenez is going to be, like, really banking me that many more points than what the clean sheets I expect from this
and
team.
And so, there were other forwards.
Same kind of principle. Yeah, another like, forwards.
That has to go hand in hand, right? Or you just spend your money.
Pookie.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, Tony, it's not insignificant that Tony's probably going to get around 5 clean sheet points for the rest of the season and Rash isn't. Like, that's a goal.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
It's a thing.
The clean sheet points for midfielders do actually add up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a goal. If he gets 5, that's a midfielder goal. Like, that's huge.
But think about, I mean, you know, I mean, they're a little less good on the bonus points, but like when you have like fucking like Mane getting, you know, double digit points for clean sheets in the season, it adds a lot to their total.
Yeah, Mo has 14 clean sheet points this season. Kev has 13. It's a fucking ton.
Yeah, that's more than like any Arsenal defender.
Yep. All right, let's just keep going through questions. We're at a good pace, I feel like. Simple Mug, thoughts on Vardy/Leicester after the Watford game? Do we just chalk up their poor performance to Pearson's godlike tactics, snuffing them out, or should we be more wary about owning those on Brodge's team going forward? Godlike tactics.
AKA did the exact same team with the exact same personnel as he had for the last 6 games.
Exactly. Brodge didn't watch the tape.
What did you make of Leicester?
He got cocky. He didn't watch the tape.
No, I watched this game, dude.
No. I said Brodge got cocky. He didn't watch the tape on Pearson. He didn't know the tactics.
Yeah. I mean, all Brighton. We have to talk. We have to start, I think, with all Brighton.
I tweeted this. Just imagine 3 months of a break where you're just like, prepping and watching tape and everything, getting ready for hopefully the season restarting, comes back, all Britain straight in. Over Gray, over Iheanacho, over another central midfielder, over Iose, maybe Iose's hurt.
No, he was hurt. It's just shocking. He's shocking. You know, he shouldn't be near the team. He shouldn't really be on Leicester, but he shouldn't be near the 11 ever. Ever. It just shouldn't happen.
Yeah. If I was his agent, I'd be like, you have to learn how to defend because there's no more wingers in the world. Like, no one does that winger, wide winger, exclusively cross football. Like, no, that's not a thing anymore. You can't do that.
No. He thinks he's Cedric or something, but he doesn't play defense. I don't know. I mean, and you see it. Gray comes on. I mean, Gray, granted, you know, is completely erratic. You never know kind of what he's going to give you in a game. But I mean, if you are losing Iose and you don't want to kind of tweak the formation a bit with Iheanacho, that's not a conversation. Like, Albrighton's better than Gray. It's just not. No. You know, it's just not. Yeah. So it's tough. That's a tough one. And that, I think that really had a big impact on the game. And you know, I did think Justin was like, I hate to say it, I think he was just. I don't think that's going to be a good thing for them because they're so undimensional. Like, they just couldn't do anything up there on the right, you know? And I mean, Chilwell just runs in a line and then puts his fucking head down and donks him cross to the center back on the other team. Like, they could be in a little bit of trouble. We maybe were a little bullish on them before because I was like, okay, Ndidi's coming back straight. And I mean, he was also, he was chasing the ball a little
Ndidi
bit.
Ndidi fucked like, from what I was watching.
Yeah. He was chasing a lot. So, definitely growing pains, but I'm definitely like a little bit concerned.
Yeah, I'm also trying to not overreact, you know what I mean? Because it's also
definitely.
As you said, and I definitely agree, and I was hammering the under first half gambling all fucking week. It's just like,
Yeah, you made a lot of
these teams were just fucking bad. Like everyone was just kind of bad and disconnected. And normally, I would expect a midfield of Ndidi, Tielemans, Matto to be able to connect a little bit and complete some passes and like hit Vardy and hit Barnesy and shit. But it just didn't work.
They could not do that.
So I don't know. I still believe in the quality of those guys and believe they'll be okay.
Yeah.
And, and Vardy was really lively. I don't know.
Yeah, he just didn't get any. I mean, I think there were like three or four times in my head, like mental images of him getting released and like controlling the ball brilliantly. And he's up there while like three Watford players are running to cover and no lesser players in the screen. And then it's a one versus four by the time a fucking lesser player
comes. Yeah, and he like dribbles no it there. Outside, recycles it to the fullback. Yeah, it happened so many times.
There was just no one there. I didn't know where fucking know what Barnes like on the milk carton. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Is such a weird manager, dude. Because he gets the rep, I think, as being like an attacking manager. But in truth, he's such a defensive manager. Because all he wants is possession all the time. Like that 13-14 Liverpool season was a weird fluke where he had like world-class Suarez, Sturridge was incredible, Raz, etc. But like normal Brodge team is like possess the ball to death and don't create that many chances. And it's just like, I don't know.
They didn't create that many chances.
Whenever
the fuck day they played. So we'll the other thing is that Justin though, like it was a very, very different dimension not having Pereira in there.
Yeah, Pereira is so good and so attacking. Yeah.
I mean, we haven't witnessed that really this season. Yeah. He's missed one game all year. And I mean, that could be a really big problem. I mean, it's similar. It reminds me of like what Liverpool looked like when Rabo like all of a sudden you're only needing to worry about one flank and that's a lot easier to play again. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Not wrong. Fatty, Gorilla, are Arsenal now a complete stay away? Or do you think they have a positive reaction in them? Obs and Locker were doing bits, but the team must now be very fragile after all the injuries. Well, I kind of talked about how I feel about Obs, but Obs and Saka I still think are both good, but definitely.
I mean, yeah, I think it kind of starts and ends there. I really don't hate. You know, Martinez and a 3-9er. If you can like really jam in the team you love, like I don't give a shit. Like if you want to do that and not spend an extra million on someone who may or may not get a few more points because goalkeeper is fucking stupid. Like I really just don't mind that.
Martinez was pretty good. Otherwise, too, yeah, I agree. Honestly, he made some saves.
Did a couple things. he did a little bit of a madness on the Neal goal. Can't.
I'll tell you what
that,
he wasn't good at was his match of the day interview. He's never prepared for that moment in his life. He was so fucking awkward. He was just like, I was just like, oh my god, this guy's never spoken to a camera before. He's never started a game.
Probably hasn't. Okay. Yeah, great. But I agree with you with Sock. I think at 4-7, even though he might miss a game or two here or there, he definitely seems like the best sub 5 guy.
Yeah, I mean like in a normal game week 1 or something, if we learned that there's a 4-7 Arsenal attacker starting at like number 10 or wing, like we would all have him immediately, regardless of how lol Arsenal the world is. Jeff D, I know this can't be a match-by-match pod, but can you focus on what you saw at a Liverpool since they're expensive as fuck and most FPL managers need to decide whether they're stick or twist on those guys? Is it mad to go without any of them right now? So I guess he's talking about like wild-carding a team without any Liverpool players right now.
Yeah. So what'd you see out of your Reds?
I mean,
the Reds.
Yeah, they didn't do shit. It was like the most boring game of the weekend, arguably. Like, just nothing really happened. There were so few shots in the game.
It was very Villa, Sheffield United-ish.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Goodison Derbs are kind of always like that, and we always forget. Like, Merseyside Derby is not, like, a glamorous fixture at all, but it's always, like, super hyped by NBC or, whatever in the UK. Like, there were very few shots. There were very few, like, good moves that were just errant passes. Like you mentioned, like, no Rabo, I thought, hurt the team a lot. I thought Mane was actually good, but he just had, like, no help or, like, running into blind alleys and stuff like that. It wasn't great. You know, I wouldn't feel good in your shoes. I'd be really nervous with, like, Mane and Mo. I definitely wouldn't put Mo in my wild card team, like, obviously.
Great. Thanks.
But I do think, like we mentioned before also, that, like, their fixtures are mostly really good short term, and they'll probably keep a bunch of cleans. So someone like Trent or, like, VVD, pretty safe and good for, you know, not for City, but Palace and Villa on either side of that. Really good.
Well, Benteke revenge game.
But yeah, I think it's super reasonable to not go with any Liverpool players. Absolutely no problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck.
I mean, Keita was the best Liverpool player, and he played 60 minutes, and I don't know if he's going to start the next game. So it's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no Rabo and no Mo is, I mean, you're ripping out
That's
like
huge.
The team, basically. So, you know, we can't expect that to continue unless if the two players are out again. You know, I just feel like they'll snap back into what is the 28 points clear team in the in the division.
Yeah.
So it's certainly, you know, they're playing again on, what is it, fucking Wednesday in like 2 days, dude. So, I'm just at this point. Panic stations, you know?
Yeah.
Mo and Mane.
Are you going to transfer out Mo, you think?
Oh, my God. No, I think I'm going to just save and start. I get to start Egan, which I love. I can wank my bench off.
That's always a good thing. But yeah,
I'm going to probably hold. And, you know, he was going to come on, you know, and then.
He was going to come on 100%. Yeah.
Poor yeah, sweet Joel.
The injuries really fucked the rhythm up and shit, too, I think, as injuries do.
I'm gonna hold them. I feel like this is the other thing of, yes, they nil-nilled and, you know, a couple of their best players were out today, but like, who do you anticipate people are gonna want to get, right? And like, this is, to me, it's like kind of like them. I don't know, maybe not, because if they do win against Palace, then they're that much closer to the title and, you know, that much closer to Klopp playing fucking Curtis Jones and Minamino more minutes.
Dude,
and
Minamino happens, ripped then, off at halftime is like, wow, that says a lot.
Whoa, like, all right, yeah, maybe you won't be playing much.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, okay, that was a fun experiment. Later, bro.
Yeah, that was fun. You can go back to Salzburg or wherever the fuck. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you could talk yourself into it, but I definitely defer to what you're saying. I think you'd have to. You'd probably be okay with like a Mane Trent.
Yeah, Mane Trent's fine. Trent,
no one, you know.
But like, I don't know. Kind of. I mean, I've mentioned Obbs nonstop on this pod, but like, do you want Mane over Obbs? For like, you know, Obbs is just Southampton, Norwich are just god tier fixtures. That's hard. That's really hard.
But then you could do like, do you want like,
or even Raz
Swanee
or something?
Boy.
Kev.
Okay, what's next? I don't want to keep doing this one. It's making me too upset. I don't want to question my.
Here we go. Right. So now those are kind of the team specific questions. So now we're just gonna run through the rest of the questions. I mean, we're already at like a fucking hour, so let's try and do it quick, I guess. Eric B, discuss mids and forwards in the 8 to 10 million range, such as Vardy, Rashford, Bruno, Martial, Richarlison, and Son. How would you rank them?
I
don't know what to do with that.
They're all good, you know?
They're all good. I mean, Bruno and Son, I think we both are putting in a tier ahead of all of those.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Everton after Norwich have a couple of tough ones. You know, Rich definitely an interesting differential for sure. He looked pretty good.
He was very lively today. Yeah, I thought he was very impressive today.
Yeah, he's fucking great player. Yep. Rich, what a good player. And I don't know who else you said, but yeah, I think that sounds fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Good. Fine with that. Fake over United with no supporters in the stands. Do we care for games home and away? I think no.
I really don't care.
Yeah. It just seems like there's no home field advantage at all.
Doesn't mean a single thing to me anymore.
Jeff D, do we target Norwich and Bournemouth? Real question is, do you see any teams to target? Yeah, throw Villa in there.
Yeah, and throw Villa, yeah. I mean, Bournemouth, I don't know if I'm ready to put them in that same group.
Dude.
Am I? What do you think? Do you think Yeah, they were.
I think they're going to get relegated.
Okay, fine. It's hard to see them not getting relegated at this moment.
538 right now, latest odds has Norwich 98%, Villa 74%, Bournemouth 69%. 69, dude. And then next is West Ham 35%. So like a huge gap.
I mean, the Bournemouth fixtures are just murder. It's actual murderers row. Their fixtures, I don't know how it's possible.
Even like Newcastle, I see that picture and I'm like, they're going to get done. St. Max, Joey Linton, Jonjo pinging it around, Almiron, like.
Done!
Dude, Newcastle's great.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I said in Slack, like, I can't wait for them to get 20 points next season and be relegated by like January. So locked in.
Was the question just those three or what?
Who to target? But I think those three are really good ones to target. Anyone else?
I definitely don't think. Well, West Ham.
Oh yeah,
they don't feel like targetable to me, but they're definitely not good.
Yeah, I mean, it took very little for Wolves to just be like, okay, let's just attack the fullbacks and cross and create huge chances. But
yeah,
I mean, they do have Adama and Doc and stuff, so it's not every team doesn't have that. Yeah, they're definitely not good.
I think Norwich were the worst team defensively that I saw this week.
Yeah, the thing with West Ham is they're still like kind of parked, so it's like. They're still going to be like kind of tough to break down and not concede a million chances. But yeah, Norwich are another level. They are another fucking level.
It was.
They couldn't.
Something else.
They couldn't not concede gigantic chances.
It was
a fucking joke.
Insane.
Yeah, like
insane.
Ings, Stewie, etc., JWP, Obafemi, they were laughing out loud after every goal, barely even celebrating. They were just like, oh my God. Like that was a 4v1. Like, oh my God. Yeah.
Norwich is the only team I would actively like transfer someone in like because they're playing them right now.
You know who has
I don't think I would do that for the other teams.
Everton this week.
Yeah, I know.
Rich in. Enrique, what do you make of Jota's performance? With his substitute coming on and scoring, should he be considered in our cheap to mid-price attacking spot?
What do you think about Jota? I mean, it's...
I think I'm encouraged by his performance, despite the blank.
Yeah?
I thought he was their most electric player in the first half. And yeah, he always gets subbed off early, and we expected that, and we talked about that on the pod. But I thought he was really good, and that's kind of what you want from a 6'5 forward is like a really good 60, 70 minutes is like solid. Like I think the points will follow if he keeps starting, and I assume he'll keep starting. So I don't know. He's not like my number one pick. I wouldn't be like Jota first name in my wild card or anything like that. But if you have him, I think he's fine and good.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said.
Okay. Chucky, are we reading too much into the results of these first games? Of course we are, Chucky.
That's what we do, though.
That's what we do. We're in the fucking speculation business.
Yeah, you got to accumulate to speculate.
Yes, exactly. Heim, Alan St. Maximin as a fun punt / any other Newcastle assets. Villa home, Bournemouth away, West Ham home, next three. I mean,
is that really what their next three is?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also opening. Yeah, it's Villa. Oh, my God. Villa, Bournemouth, West Ham. Three into the four teams we just mentioned.
I can't believe I didn't stick on Richie.
Richie! Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Can't believe I didn't hold him.
Yeah.
Can't
you didn't back yourself there.
Same price as Maguire. Same price as Maguire, dude.
Yeah, but Maguire was 80 million.
Fucking damn it.
I wish they had Rondon so we could get Rondon because Joey Linton is still just so bad.
he's so bad. Same Maxims. I still like Stu, dude. You know I'm a Stu man.
I know, but yeah. I mean, I honestly two, you could you could get one of those guys. Yes. You could definitely get one of those guys.
You could definitely. St. Max, though, St. Max definitely is a thing of life. He's good, dude. You know, he's actually
fucking good.
Yeah, he's underratedly too. It's like he just got here, and he only had that one like spell. I'm looking like between game week 8 and 16. Like he had 8 games there, and I don't think he had much of a preseason. And he was like hurt and shit. Like he has not played many games in this division.
Yeah.
So it is natural that, you know, around this time is when he starts to be able to return. He's like kind of up to speed with like what's going on here. So it is possible that he just continues to tick along because he's got a lot of stuff going on for himself.
Yeah. And also I think an important factor is Newcastle have nothing to play for. They're starting way more attackers than they have before. Like, there's a more attacking lineup than normal Newcastle.
Bruce is loose, baby.
Yeah, Bruce is just on the juice and just, like, he doesn't give a fuck, dude.
He's like, Longstaffs, get in the fucking stands 3 seats apart and I don't want to see you again. I don't want to fucking see
you. As long as there's pigs in the blanket when I go to the locker room at halftime, mm-hmm. I'm going to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
That's it, I think. I'm still worried about him playing the wing. I guess I don't have like a ton of options, but I'm just worried about him playing a ton of games here. He just threw up an 18 pointer.
Oh my god.
18 fucking pointer, dude. Oh my god. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe Richold.
Maybe I'll just go Stevens to Richie.
Very, very late. Yeah. Very, very late on, and I'm such a piece of shit.
That's okay, bro.
Okay, bro.
Redmond,
always a shout. Don't forget, it's end of the season.
Of course. Well, yeah. Redmond might come up in this question from JJ. He said, avoiding Salah and Mane behind Kevin, Son, and Bruno, who's the 4th best midfielder for a wildcard team.
Redmond.
The
4th best midfielder in the game. it's like Son, Bruno, like, oh, Nathan Redmond, easy third, easy guy to put in that group.
That's why Pep got in his face. I need a rewatch Pep and Redmond's face thing. That was a fucking highlight.
He got very close to him. Yeah. I mean, we don't know what the price is here in the question, but yeah, there are a lot of guys. I mean, I don't know, but there are a lot of guys in that, you know, 6 million, 5 million midfield basket that you could just pick one and be okay with, feeling pretty okay about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not actually joking. I took Stu. I have, you know, he was just free. Like he had a completely free role, and he didn't have like high XG chances, but that set piece routine, he almost scored on the first half. And then he had another like really, really cheeky, like kind of like toe poke thing that almost just snuck by crawl like near.
Yeah.
Post,
cruel. Like almost caught him off guard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He saw him off as like a little line kind of, and he just like popped it in there. And I mean, he's not, you know, the furthest forward, like, you know, Redmond's in front of him, Buffemi's in front of him, and Ings is in front of him, but he's just class. Like, Arm Stu is just, he's just fucking good.
He's a good player.
I mean, he's fucking, you know, he came from Celtic. He didn't come from fucking Genk or whatever, you know.
Ricky Ches, what's the approach on Liverpool and City? Expensive, explosive players with playing time, seemingly a huge question mark once the title's wrapped up.
So we didn't really talk about City. I mean, everyone has 3. I mean, the people obviously
because they're all getting rid of them.
They're all getting rid of them. So, but I mean, there are certainly many players who still have 3 and aren't wild. Didn't have wild card. So, what are you? outside of Kevin, which we could just put on the side category of just like fine hold, he's Kevin.
Oh, it's hold.
What are you
Kev,
doing
yeah.
with like Raz, Kuhn, you know, I don't know, people got Laporte, like whatever.
I mean,
what
one of the things
Mahrez?
That we talked about, I think, on the pod that I think is the strategy that other people are planning on implementing is just Kuhn to Obbs for the good fixtures. Because, you know, we expect him to be so inconsistent with the minutes. I don't really want him going forward, you know, after this double. So I think I would be looking to offload Kuhn. Raz, I feel like, is a different case. He's just so, like, young and fit and fun and just flowing, where I feel like he still will play the majority of minutes. So I think he's probably fine to keep. I mean, they're still by far the best attack in the league. That's not a question. So anytime he does start, whether it's versus Chelsea and Liverpool or the next four after that, you still expect City to put goals up. So, I mean, I think it's fine to keep him. I think it's fine to keep someone like Raz and definitely Kev. Someone like Mahrez, I only got for the double. I already transferred him out. It's kind of just a punt.
Yeah, you got Son, right?
Yeah.
I'm there with you.
Yeah. Dad, lad.
What if Jesus starts tomorrow again? That would be so funny.
I would fucking jerk off in the middle. I would just, oh my God, I'd be so amped with adrenaline. I would just drop and do like 50 push-ups, I think.
You realize how lucky we are that Kuhn didn't get a double return and bonus points in that game, right?
Yeah, he played 7 minutes and he put up like huge XG.
Oh God.
Is that right? 7 minutes? Yeah, 7 minutes, 10. 3 shots, 0.53 XG.
I had 10. Actual 10 minutes.
Yeah, round up to 10. Dad Lad, which nailed forwards are the horses to back? Shout out to Dad Lad, new friend in Slack. Dad Lad. Dude, there's so many good forwards to back. I don't know.
Ings has. I mean, the thing with them is they have two fixtures, and then they have. I mean, Everton's okay, but then they have City and United, so it's tough to go there.
Away Watford's bad too. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, home Arsenal's not bad. However,
not bad.
No, DCL's good. Jim's good. Vardy's like good. Rash good. You know,
Tammy not nailed. So,
I mean, that's
lol.
Maybe not nailed. Yeah. that's about it. But that's a lot of guys.
Yeah, that's a lot of guys. Those are good guys though.
Jordan Ayew,
Charles. Who are we eyeing up to replace our Chef U pals? I'm thinking Lascelles or maybe Pope for Henderson. So we talked about Pope before. Yeah, I mean Lascelles is fine.
I love that people are using transfers on training Sheffield United defenders. That's so good. Lascelles,
Sheffield United, all of a sudden like bottom five team in the league.
They were something else.
I mean, if I were into Stevens, so I would simply have just kicked the ball.
you wouldn't have just.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, they're fucking horrible. Villa. There. Also created a ton of chances against them, and Villa, we know for a fact, are fucking horrible.
Villa are so bad. 4.x. Yeah, I mean, I think Watford's good to look at.
Saïss is still just
Justin
sitting
is
there.
Still cheap. Saïss really cheap. Bolly under 5. Aurier under 5. I mean, there are a lot of defenders that are under 5 that are reason. I mean, fucking Holgate.
Yeah, Holgate.
They have, you know, but I mean, they're still like a good team. Yeah, so you probably won't have too much difficulty finding someone there.
Yeah, I agree. The Kuhn Almighty, is Jack Robinson a viable Egan replacement for fifth defender / enabler? I guess. Do we have like firm O'Connell news? Is he just like dead?
Wilder said like maybe for today. I think in his presser.
Oh, so then
clearly
no.
Just complete lies. But he's definitely not, you know, dead for the numeral for life. So
yeah,
I think that's just a dumb and a bad pick, especially when, I mean, innate, like Lascelles is what, like 4'3"? Like, they're fucking 4.3 million starting defenders. Like, that aren't
maybe going to get dropped
any moment.
You don't need to go there.
You don't need to do that. I mean, we're going to have rotation. I mean, rotation's going to happen. Like, we're going to have a game where Doc's not in the sheet. Like, we're going to have a game where, you know, that shit happens. So you don't want to have an empty, I think.
All right, we have 11 more questions, and then captains, and then anus slaps. Can we do it?
Joel Ward's 4-3. Dude, Palace were so good.
Palace were unbelievable. Two shots on target, two goals. Easy fucking game.
That's how Woy teaches it. We don't need more.
You don't need more. Just be efficient, fucks.
No.
Eggy Bread, which teams are defo beached? Are there any?
Well, I guess beached is different than just abject failure.
Yeah, yeah, because Norwich isn't on the beach. They just can't swim. It's different.
Are there any teams on the beach? I don't think so.
I think the first
is definitely going to be West Ham.
Yeah, the revolutionary workers throwing down the tools.
Like, boys, the first minute of their lives, they're safe. It's going to be like four Nolls, like, arrested in London with, like, hookers and blow. And,
like, Noble still starts every game. He's like, what the hell is going on here?
Jack just, like, found out in the street or something.
Oh, man. What a fucking club. Come on, you Irons. The Blob. Argument for putting more money into defense.
Suchek. Dude, someone on Slack was like, I can't tell if that's the ref or Suchek.
I didn't understand a word you just said. I didn't understand a word.
Okay. He was like, because why was he like, I don't know if it's Suchek or the ref, like that. Like this. I don't know why it killed me. It was just killing me.
Oh, God. Can't wait to watch him. The Blob. Argument for putting more money into defense. I got to get it together. And playing four or five at the back, considering players like Doc, Aswell, Trent, Chilwell all looking good, etc. Yeah, more money at the back? Sure. You could talk me into that.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you could really go any which way, but we also, again, like, need to really remember that this was the first game back for like 3 months plus, and
there were like 45 minute long the worst games.
Yeah, like that was the worst attacking performance that like every team will have until the rest of the season, absolutely. Unless if you're Sheffield United because you were worse the second game. But other than Sheffield United that we saw so far. So with that said, you know, you just keep it in mind that, again, right, you're not overreacting to like, oh my God, every team's bad. You know, that's not what's happening. Every team was bad this week, but every team is not bad as a
thing.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I'm deleting some questions. Oh, this one's for you, Jacob. For those of us who stuck by Salah, do we keep him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely going to keep him. There's nothing. What am I going to do? Get fucking some other guy?
Well, that would be the other option.
That was the question. No, I have other issues. Like, if he's fit, which he seems fine. He was just max and chilling and so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really, you know, more down just, you know, obviously the City game is, you know, in a while, but, you know, it's fucking Mo, dude. I don't know. I have fucking Pookie and Jack Grealish on my team, so I don't have, like, I don't have to bother.
Yeah,
I don't
there's
have
time no luxury to deal there.
With Salah. Yeah. Yeah. So I would hold him. I mean, he's still Mo. I mean, Palace, granted, were very, very good against Bournemouth. And, you know, I don't expect us to bend over and all of a sudden concede three or four. That's not really the team we are anyway, but I would just hold Mo, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. We talked about this Hazard question. We talked about this Ricky Chubbs question. Wolfie, any players who passed the eye test but didn't get points that you'd shout for the coming weeks?
Nothing new here, but like SAR looked good.
Yeah, we talked about SAR. Yeah. Totally.
Players who looked good but didn't get points. Well, we talked about Rashford a little bit. I thought he looked okay.
Yep.
I mean, Benteke looked good again, obviously, but he didn't get any points, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's hard to think about.
DCL was fucking as good as you could possibly be.
Yeah, he had like two chances and did really well with both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like isolated and just working hard and running in behind. Yeah. Like he played.
And Rich, we mentioned too, was really fucking good.
Yeah, and Rich, we mentioned Rich, yeah. I didn't think Son was particularly good, so I wouldn't.
I thought Son was good.
You thought he was okay? I don't know. I didn't see much from him.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's off the top of my head, actually.
Who?
I thought Deeney was okay.
Yeah.
I feel like he was in and around a lot.
To be honest, I liked all of Watford's forwards. Maybe not Pereira, but Kapu was good. Doucouré was good. Deeney was good. Sarr was good. I thought they were all pretty good.
Doucouré just fucking tilts me off watching him, dude.
You know who's fucking good is Aaron Connolly, dude. He comes on and he's just fucking good.
Yeah. He just harasses. He's always in the spot.
I feel like when he got hurt was kind of when Brighton were derailed and all of a sudden one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
And before that, when he was playing a lot of minutes, they were actually pretty good and dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah. Graham Potter, possibly a huge fraud. Not sure. We need to think about him a little bit more. I hope they stay up
because I want to see it play out. More than anything.
Yeah, I want more. I want a more Graham Potter experience the band next year.
Yes.
I need more information, but he could be a gigantic fraud because that team this year, no clue what they've been up to. Every week, it's like they do insane, different, crazy shit every week.
He plays.
I feel like he's a different 11 every week. I don't know what they're up to. It's just a madness what he does with them. It's just complete madness.
Yeah, they went from looking great and playing beautiful possession football to I'm not really sure what they're good at or what they're trying to do ever.
To losing every game for 3 months in a row.
Yeah, not scoring a goal for hours at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Enrique, we answered his question. All right, last two questions. Wow, we did it. Ricky Chubbs. Would you rather have Andy Carroll's facial hair for the next year or his brain for the next year?
For 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a long time.
Really long time to have someone's brain.
Well, what's wrong with his brain?
I think it would be a fascinating once-in-a-lifetime case study to be able to get into his brain. And just be
It doesn't seem like it's that bad.
No, he's not. You'd just be the most confident, cocky person ever, I feel like.
I think it's better than that shit on his face for a year. And then would I still have to be me or do I look like him and I'm a huge unit?
I think it would be you.
No. Give me the brain.
I would look so fucking insane with his facial hair.
No, I'm not in for that facial
hair. That would be disgusting. I'm not up for that. Yeah. Disgusting.
And imagine you would have to actually for an entire year
maintain it.
Actively maintain that. You have to keep it looking like
that's
that.
That's horrible.
You have to spend time to look like that.
That's horrible.
That's bad.
I don't want any part of that. All right, and then
he does reality TV shit, doesn't he, or something like that? Or his wife, or is that someone else?
I have no idea. He models sometimes.
Bentner.
Not sure. Yeah, maybe. Wolfgang Jones, last question. What player is the best COVID haircut and why is it Adama? Any hair standouts for you on the first week back?
Well, I mean, did you catch wind of the new Slack emoji that came in from Curtis?
No, I missed it. What is it?
Have you seen Andros Townsend?
No.
The emoji is Beaker.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
god! Looks like Beaker, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Wait, because
it looks exactly like Beaker.
My hair used to be Beaker before I started losing my hair. My hair used to just stand straight up.
It was like wider.
Okay.
And Townsend looks like
okay, you know, like Beaker. The sides are completely like it's high and gone. Not tight.
It's like a yes, Beaker and Townsend.
Wow, Beaker. I can't wait to see that. All right, that's a great shout. I'm in for that. All right, let's go to captains and our teams and that. Hey,
you didn't say your thing.
Oh yeah, my favorite hair. I mean, I loved the first Jack hair, first match hair, where it was just like a quintuple braid. It looked like a challah bread / some other complicated pastry.
Pronunciation.
Huh?
That pronunciation was very on point.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Big Todd Energy also had it going.
Yeah. I mean, and I do three love Adama. Longer, I mean, yeah. I don't think Wolfgang's off point there. I mean, Adama was just straight up like 70s dad. And it was beautiful. Yeah,
but I really liked his braid, though. I preferred braids were that. Beautiful. So too. I don't like his. Yeah. Like, so I'm not, I don't really like his thing he's got going on right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. Who else was it? Dude, Mike Dean's beard. Loved it. Absolutely.
Oh, the Mike Dean beard. Yeah. It's interesting.
Loved it.
Yeah. It definitely changes the vibe a lot. I'll give him that.
Yeah. He looks like a normal person.
Yeah.
He just looks like a normal guy instead of a little fucking twat. Yeah. He's a guy.
Not a turtle.
I loved it so much. Yeah. Oh, and Michael Oliver, the thing that lives on Michael Oliver's head was very interesting.
I forgot about that.
Whatever that.
Oh yeah, my
whatever
God.
That creature object is on his head that he somehow that doesn't fall off while he's running up and down is very. We need more studies on that thing.
I couldn't believe that he rocked that.
That was something worth commenting about for sure.
Definitely. All right, let's move on. So what are you looking at for captaincy and what are you looking at for transfer?
So I'm going back and forth between Bruno and DCL for cap.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go with DCL because even though Sheffield United have looked like extremely horrendous and they're not going to have Hendo, they still like historically have been good.
Yeah, like they still have and structure, whereas Norwich don't.
Yeah, Norwich are... Don't know what's happening. So I like DCL, even though the other thing a little annoying is only 2 days off for DCL there. But he's a lad, so I think that's probably going to be my cap. What about you for captain?
Damn, it's only 2 days off for them and Liverpool. Fuck, yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, because it's Wednesday. Yeah, it's tough. That's Wednesday already.
That's really brutal. I have like four captaincy shots. No lie. I also have Bruno and DCL, and then I have Son and Obbs. And I think they're all good captains. And I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do yet.
Good fucking luck, bruh. That's tough.
That's so hard, right? I mean, I even have Martial, like a rogue. But not that crazy.
Bruno, I think Bruno's better than Tony. He's fucking returns every game.
Yeah, I mean, they get a pen every game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so.
Actually ridiculous.
No, there's nothing in that.
That's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I'll need
whoever. Maybe Obbs, because Obbs is the last day, so you won't be upset until Thursday.
Yeah, I want to look at the break times, too. I want to look at that. I'm not going to do it live on air, but I want to look at that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so those are all shouts.
And I already made my transfer. I don't think I'll make another. So I did Maris to Son with exact money. So.
Yeah.
You said you're going to hold?
Yeah, I mean, I have... Well, I'm not... I mean, I have Stu... So I have to start one between Stu, Pukki, and Grealish, and I have Stu in home Arsenal. Pukki is Everton and... I mean, Grealish is not in consideration. So I have that going, but I could also just hit Pukki and Grealish to Rich and bench Stu.
I mean, Grealish has Newcastle.
Do that. I don't give a fuck. He could play Luton Town. I wouldn't start him over.
Yeah. Offset pieces, especially. Yeah.
Did he have a shot today? I don't think he had a shot today. I don't think he had a shot the entire game, the whole game, like 180 minutes. A shot attempt. I don't think he had a shot attempt.
I'm checking. Yep, zero.
Yeah.
Four key passes for a combined XA of 0.2 and no shots.
Yeah, no, come on. No, thank you.
Hate to see it.
So that's what I'm... That's I'm either going to save and start Stewie Boy, or I'm going to hit Richie Boy in and bench Stu.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have any... Do you care about that? Do you have any thoughts about that?
My only thoughts are that, like, while I love Rich for Norwich... Leicester Spurs and then Southampton Wolves. I just like not great, but he did look really good. So maybe I'm just overthinking it. No, I do like Rich. I do like Rich. But don't you want Son?
For a hit though?
I feel like Son is like more important and more reliable.
Well, I can't get to Son right now, and my route to Son is going to be removing. I will have to be removing Mo or Mane, and I want to wait till the title's won before I, because I just don't think that's going to really get me anywhere.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah,
and,
I mean, I like the
aggressive
move. Pukki
and Grealish are my problem. They're my problems.
I think I like the aggressive move. I mean, Stewie obviously hauled for you and is good, but I don't really expect him to return again. Like, period. You know, like.
I mean, he
Arsenal,
does
Watford,
historically
City,
return
Everton,
like
United. I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's bad after Arsenal for sure. But I mean, either way, I still have Pukki and Grealish to play with, and this is my 11th spot. You know,
right.
Armstrong, Pukki, like, so I could skate by for a week with that, and then without a hit.
I just don't want to skate by at this point in the season. Like, I just am not interested in skating by.
Grab the balls by the dick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's go.
Yeah. All right. So I'll look at that. I'll look at that. I'll wait for press. Yeah, because Rich could brace, you know, and I could get some.
He
points
could fucking
there,
explode. No, I miss, yeah.
Do you like Rich over DCL for cap?
Do we know who takes pens with no like Baines or Gilfie on the pitch?
No, we were talking about that. Like, Dean's name got brought up, but we could look in. We'd have to look into that. I don't know off the top of my head if they've had a scenario. And Siggy, but I mean, Siggy probably is going to play, honestly, so it'd probably be him.
Yeah, probably Siggy. I think I like DCL over Rich. I just feel like,
yeah.
I mean, before Liverpool and before Chelsea, which was their game week 29 fixture, like, he was putting up so many shots and ridiculous stats.
Yeah, his XG was like almost 5 in 6 games.
Yeah, like, he was just shooting at will, really good chances in the center of everything. Like, that's what you want out of a captain.
Okay. And then, I mean, I can't get to Son there in that spot, but is there anyone else besides Rich, forward or midfield, like in the 8-5 range that you prefer?
Off the top of my head, no. But
okay. I mean, the only other I was just being perverse for a few minutes and thinking about Ollie.
Oh yeah, Ollie and Paul. Look at them both sitting next to each other at 8-3.
I know.
Back of the fucking bus is chilling together. I'm like, oh my god, I want to hang out with the cool kids.
I fucking can't help, but I can't quit Ollie. But so, I mean, I was also thinking about him a little bit.
You're on Triple United, right? Yeah, okay, so Paul's out. That's good job by you to like protect yourself from hitting Paul in.
I know, it is true, it's true. Because I would definitely have gotten him, no question.
And he was godlike.
Ollie's like a little, Ollie over Rich, I don't know. This pod's fucking long. Do you have a thought of that or no? It's too nuts.
I mean, I like Ollie, I like Rich, I like Pulisic, but I don't know. Let's talk about it tomorrow and end this episode, I think.
All right. And we'll actually do lambs this week.
Yeah, we'll actually do lambs. So there'll be lambs to be slaughtered. Let me anus slap because we got a bunch of new signups to our Patreon. Rory Penman, the aforementioned dad lad, Dom O'Connell, Jerry Jameson, Samuel Boss. I don't know how to pronounce the final character in your name at all, so I don't know. Ogan Byrne, that's definitely like an Irish E-O-G-H-A-N,
yeah, I think
no idea.
I think it's Owen.
It's like Kevin, probably. Owen Byrne. Jackson Jacoby, Peter Ryan, Andre Perez, and Tommy Mallon. slap that ass, get in there. Welcome. Thanks for signing up. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Any last words, or is that it?
No, that was a long one.
I was
going on that, right?
Check.
Oh my God, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's super long one. Yeah, it's going to be like an hour and a half. Woo! All right, check us out! NFMLfield.com. Follow us on Twitter @FMLfield. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLfield. Subscribe, rate, review, give!